Books and Arts.
Home Entertainment. Illness in Literature. Climb Every Mountain. A classic German saga of high-altitude sickness is oddly uplifting.
When Hans Castorp makes a midsummer visit to Davos, where his tubercular cousin Joachim is being treated, he expects to be there for 3 weeks. A job at a shipbuilding firm awaits Hans, the unassuming son of a merchant family from Hamburg. But he develops a fever and ends up staying in the Swiss Alps for 7 years. In the mountains, time moves elastically. Days lengthen and years hurry past, as it can in a lockdown. The action of The Magic Mountain, wrote Thomas Mann in a foreword, takes place a very long time ago. And even though his novel, published in 1924, is set in the preceding decade, it evoked a vanished world. It refers to a Germany not yet crushed by the First World War and the subsequent reparations, a country that still has an empire, as well as strict hierarchies and conventions. These are scrupulously observed by the pan-European characters in the story, a Bildungsroman, a dark comedy of manners, in which even the dining tables are classified by social status. Mann's fictional sanatorium, the Berghof, is probably modelled on the Schatzalp, a mansion reachable only by foot or funicular, which today is a hotel. Practically the whole cast of his novel have tuberculosis, which at the turn of the 20th century killed 1 in 7 people in Europe and America. He presents the symptoms unflinchingly, including a coughing that had no conviction and gave no relief, that did not even come out in paroxysms, but was just a feeble, dreadful welling up of the juices of organic dissolution.